This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stasio. In the early hours of Sunday morning, a 20-year-old African-American man was shot to death in North Raleigh. 9/11 tapes feature the accused shooter, Chad Cameron Copley, declaring himself a member of a neighborhood watch organization who fired what he called a warning shot that hit Corin Rodney Bernard Thomas. Thomas was attending a party in the neighborhood. News and Observer reporter Ron Gallagher joins me now. Welcome, Ron.
Hi, Frank. Glad to be with you.
Good to talk with you. What do we know about what happened on Sunday morning?
Well, we know from the 9/11 calls, which we believe to be Chad Copley. By law, those people who call 9/11 are never identified, but it's pretty well understood that was him on the phone. His version that he gave a 9/11 operator was that there was a lot of noise going on in the neighborhood, that there was, had been some sort of vandalism, didn't specify, and that he apparently, he claimed to have seen firearms displayed. The version that one of the kids who had been to the party up the street gave to one of my colleagues yesterday was that he said it was pretty quiet. What actually happened, we'll have to wait to see.
And there were a couple of conversations. The initial conversation, apparently again on the 9/11 tape, he's talking with the operator, said he was locked and loaded. He was going to secure the neighborhood. So at that point, the operator's trying to get more details. Is that right?
Right. She is pretty desperately trying to get him to explain what's going on. You know, she obviously believes there's a problem, but she's trying to understand what's happening. He, you know, he said there was something going on outside. Beyond that, it isn't too clear at that point.
Initially, he talked about hoodlums. Now let's listen to a little bit more of that 9/11 tape.
I yelled at him, please leave the premises. They were showing a firearm, so I fired a warning shot, and we got somebody that got hit.
Okay, so somebody was shot?
Well, I don't know if they're shot or not, ma'am. I fired my warning shot like I'm supposed to by law. And
okay.
We got people. They do have firearms, and I'm trying to protect myself and my family.
Who was it to come to your house?
Ma'am, I don't know who they are. There's a park right down the road.
Did they just show up at your house? I'm going to send them over there, sir, but I need to know what's going on.
Blackmail outside my freaking house, firearms. Please send TD.
Okay. Sir, is anyone shot?
So that is apparently reporting the shooting, the 9/11 tape. Copley has been charged with first-degree murder and denied bail. Can you tell us more about what's happening to the man on that 9/11 call right now?
Well, at this point, as you say, he's being held without bond or bail, which is standard. They had, you know, his first appearance in court yesterday. That's usually pretty pro forma. People charged with first-degree murder are told that they could face the death penalty or the alternative being life in prison without parole if they're convicted of first-degree. So at this point, the DA will be collecting their case, the defense attorney, and understand he's going to be represented by a public defender. They'll be getting their arguments together, and probably not too far in the future, there'll be, you know, another hearing to kind of decide how it moves forward.
All right. Chad Copley, accused of first-degree murder, is white. The victim is African-American, and you heard him on the tape say they're friggin' black males in front of my house. Obviously, this has racial overtones. What's going on in the neighborhood? Has there been a community response?
So far, there isn't that we're aware of. I have not been to the neighborhood. My colleagues have. It seems to be pretty much a, you know, what you call a modest single neighborhood of single-family homes in North Raleigh. The street that this happened on, Single Leaf Lane, runs, it's east of Lewisburg Road, and it, you know, strictly a residential street. It runs down as a cul-de-sac that runs into a, you know, green space right next to the Neuse River. You know, it's not the, I guess you never expect this anywhere, but it would seem to be an unusual neighborhood to run into this kind of conflict.
All right, Ron, thanks so much for talking with us.
Sure, glad to do it.
Ron Gallagher is a reporter with the News and Observer.